Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to David Arnett Cherry and Hummingbird Organic Nation Listening Club. You know, you have to dig it to dig it.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, that was very, very nice. Good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. We got a treat for you this morning. I want to first say good morning to David Arnett Cherry, but I want to tell you about this treat I'm so excited about. I can't say I'm real informed just yet, but I'm intending to get into his business. We have the lyricist, Underground Railroad himself, this well-accomplished jazz musician, as well as I heard some rapping. They call it rapping. I think we may have called it, poetry off in there. We have the awesome JMD, Jam Messenger Divine, online with us, and we're going to get into his business, and I'm going to get to learn more. I'm trying to get away from being shallow. Good morning, JMD.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
I am great. I got to pump y'all up. I know it's early there. I want you to get, come on now. I'm looking at your resume, and wow, it is very impressive. And I love that song. I love that song. It was awesome.
Thank you.
I've never heard it before.
It's actually written by Andy Bay, and it was on a Gary Bartz record. A DJ, a friend of mine, used to play during our breaks we played at a club called Fado Doe, and Jackson, DJ Al Jackson from the Soul Children, used to play that record. And I was just like, man, who is that? And he told me, it's like, man, we're going to learn this song. And in the midst of learning it, one of the members of his crew, a brother named Derek Moss, a.k.a. Fats, was gunned down. And so we actually dedicated that song to him, his memory. So that's the intro you hear at the beginning, you know. But, and I was my crew, the L.A. West Coast crew, Soul Children, Freestyle Fellowship, Heavyweights crew, Good Life, Project Blow.
I love it. I loved it. I was like, wow. You know, I'm kind of critical. She was doing your thing. It was really, really. I was like, man, listen to it, the way it was put together. You know what? David has introduced me to a lot of different things. This Underground Railroad. I didn't know anything about that, and I'm a little shallow. I keep trying to tell you. I'm from Texas, so I don't know. I had never heard of a group or you're a message. I'm looking at everything that you've been doing. You're a message yourself. Could you give me a little bit more background on the Underground Railroad?
It's a group, a collective. It's had many members, but we've had some core members that's been, you know, constantly doing it. Randall Willis, my saxophone player. Reggie Carson, my bassist. Robert Bullet Harris on guitar and lead vocals. Onaji Murray on the vibraphone, and Don Littleton, Papa D on percussion. And and my keyboard chair is constantly changing. I've had some really great keyboardists. That was the great Kenneth Crouch on organ on that particular track. Yeah.
So you're a master of all, what it looks like, huh?
I've just been fortunate to find these musicians that are willing to march into battle with me and do this thing here, you know. Very blessed to have cooperation with some really great cats that can help me deliver the vision I have musically.
So who's the lyricist? Was that you with the spoken word, or was that
no, name? That was a young man. His name is Quentin Moore. He goes by the name of Scar. He was a rapper from the Good Life. You know, we always had rappers and MCs and stuff perform with us. Anytime we play, we usually open up the mic to them that have the skills to do so. And he was one of the kids. He was a youth, you know, out there running wild in the streets. And, you know, and the music helped change his life, you know. Before he was just mostly just, you know, talking about gangster rap and stuff. And then he kind of, like, after hanging out with us and playing, performing with us, he just started growing. He started listening to more stuff, jazz and poetry. And
wow.
then you heard, that's the verse you heard there. But he was really a hardcore MC, though, really a hardcore.
Oh, really?
That was him. Yeah, that was him getting into poetry, being opened up to explore that side of himself. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You've been a busy man, I see. You've been a busy man. You know, I feel like I must have been living in a bubble. Because I'm thinking, wow, why didn't I know about this before, you know? I said, I'm a bubble girl. I didn't know this was all out here, and it's awesome. And it's like,
well, thank you.
I get a whole new jolt of something. It is, yeah, I'm looking and I'm listening to this, and I'm hearing all the hip-hop and jazz mixture that you got. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
yeah.
Man, why don't we get this on the radio, you know, like we should hear it, because it is fresh, you know? I'm just trying to figure out why I can't hear all this all the time. This is,
you know, it has to do with record companies and what they want to put out there. Back then, they did not. This is like all the stuff I sent you is pretty much recorded in the early 90s when people were open to hearing them. They gave us opportunities, but yet still they still, you know, they would kind of like push our jazzy stuff to the back, but it ended up being our most popular stuff that we're doing. You know, we're not really what we would call a jazz band, even though we play jazz. We just play black music, so that encompasses everything, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
You know what I mean? That we can swing, we can play some Latin, we can do some one-drop reggae, we can definitely play some funk. And we can definitely play some hip hop, you know what I mean? So it's just musicianship and guys really trying to lay the spirit out of what's happening at that particular time, you know?
Right.
And try and walk in that kind of spirit and really not so much about just showing off chops or playing a whole bunch of stuff to impress people, but trying to make something that can hopefully give you a goosebump or two. That's what I've always tried to do, get that kind of physical reaction from music, you know.
So you guys...
Wow. I'm just going to interrupt
Cherry
and
like,
Hummingbird.
Ooh.
We got JMD and the Underground Railroad. You're on the Organic Nation Listening Club. I'm going to play another tune, and then we're going to come back because we have some more talk we're going to do. So meditate and pray.
Thank you for
meditate.
Stopping me, David.
But,
good.
But here we go. Here we're going to go. Let's do this thing, the next thing, and then come right back. Here we go.
Living kind of lovely, only a law above me, proving that old time axiom, birds of a feather. the dirt, the overall ball of the earth, and most importantly, the birth of a new generation of blackness. And we're forced to set our boundaries.
That part at the end, that's what we call a tweak there. That's what we was on.
Is that what it
things.
Is?
We Thank call it a tweak, yeah.
Awesome. You know what? I was listening to that music, and I said, okay, now, he has rap, he has hip-hop, you have jazz, and then you have scatting, you know, and then you fuse that all together to make a with a message. And what can you ask for in music? That music is timeless. You can take that music right now and put it out, and it will be just as popular. It should have been popular back when you made it, because it is really, really interesting. And then you had nerve enough to have, at the very end, sound like, well, see, I'm from Houston, so DJ Screw used to make those. Oh, sounds like he.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what...
You know, so I was like, and then you did that, and I was like, man, that, you know, they did, it's called DJ Screw in Houston. He's dead now, but.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with him, definitely.
You are?
Yeah,
you had some of his kind of stuff. I was like, look at this. And this is made back, way back when. This is
1993, 94 is when we recorded it.
It is timeless. It is timeless.
Yeah.
You were ahead of the game there. What a lot
Give
of
thanks. I appreciate it.
Man, awesome. So let me
Well,
ask
you know,
you,
that was one of their that was the Freestyle Fellowship. And
really?
My band is, yeah, that's the Freestyle Fellowship. And my band played on that album, Inner City Griots, which I also produced. So I produced that track. My saxophonist wrote the melody. He wrote the music, basically. He wrote the music, and I produced the track. It came out on their album on Island Records. They did make a video of it. You can find it. Inner City Boundaries. You can find it on YouTube. It's called Inner City Boundaries is the name of the track.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah, but there's a nice little video with it, and you can see the cast doing their thing, and the band also. So that's the good thing about it. And it did come out. It made a little noise. It scared a few rappers, that's for sure. Because a lot of people who are doing quote-unquote hip-hop.
Like that. Yeah. You always scare people.
quote unquote hip hop jazz. They were sampling jazz and putting it in the beats. You know, as to where we were playing it live. That was all the way live. There was like no instruments were overdubbed. Yeah, that was all live. Everything you've heard was all live. Nothing has been programmed. There was no machines. There was no Pro Tools. Everything I've sent you went straight to 2-inch tape with live musicians playing and people. So it's like none of the technology that they have today was in use at all. You know, so that's just real players, real soul pouring out your speakers, you know what I mean, and real MC. So, you know, like I said, it scared a lot of rappers because they were like, you know, some of them were like, well, just give me a jazzy bass and I'll sample an upright bass and then I'll call it jazz. But it wasn't, because jazz is an interacting thing. We also had a recorded with Freestyle Fellowship, my band, and also had featured Horace Tapscott on piano, who is a Houston native, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, Horace Tapscott was born in Houston. Yeah, you look him up. The Tapscott family is still there in Houston. There's a bunch of Tapscott still there in Houston, and that's where he's from. Yeah. And so we had a lot of live interaction, you know, with the MCs. It wasn't just them rapping over beats. It's everybody communicating at light speed in the moment. You know what I mean? That's what makes everything good about what we was doing and what we still continue to do today. Yeah, we still work with those gentlemen.
You're going to have to tell me where a show is. You're going to have to do something. I'm going to have to get out there and see it. I've been trying to talk my son, which is trying to be a rapper, to try to do live music, because it's totally different when you're rapping with live music. And the way you guys do it and how you have it arranged, it's just perfect. It just went with the flow. I thought maybe it was some dubbing on there, but you just told me this was live. This is everything is done live with you guys, and you can't tell it. It is awesome. I'm excited over here. I'm like, oh, he done awakened something in me that this is awesome music. We don't hear it enough.
Thank you. We're trying to come back to it. We've been blessed to have one of our oldest songs is going to be used in a Ava DuVernay movie that's coming up called A Wrinkled in Time. Yeah. The next track that you're going to play is going to be used in her movie A Wrinkle of Time with Oprah Winfrey in it. So I'm triple excited about that.
I know you are.
Yeah, because, you know, Ava DuVernay is a longtime friend and a former rapper that worked with us also. And, you know, when we're part of the Good Life Collective of MCs and musicians. Ava DuVernay, the director, don't know she directed Selma, Queen Sugar. She's one of the most powerful black women in Hollywood. Teaming up with the most powerful black woman in the world, pretty much Oprah Winfrey. So she requested. She always liked the song I sent you. It's called Park Bench People. She always loved that song. So thank God she's going to use it in the movie, and it should help us out a little bit, you know.
Congratulations.
And,
Your music has been featured on other shows as well?
Yes. It was the Park Bench People has been used in another movie, too. It was used in a Wesley Snipes' movie called Sugar Hill. And the one you just finished hearing was on an HBO movie called Strapped back in the day with Bokeem Woodburn. Yeah, that was, you know, so in the 90s, a lot of things we felt were possible in the 90s, and I'm just finding out at the beginning of this year, I'm feeling a lot of optimism from a lot of my peers. Everybody feels like this is really the year to show up and show out. So I expect a lot of good music by the middle of the year. All of my peers are bringing it on a high level right now. So I expect this to be one of the better years in music, whether it gets out on the radio or videos or record companies or not. there are artists that are hard at work all over. I'm telling you, everybody I've met is very inspired. The climate has inspired the art to come back, not just to be out there partying, making money, and, you know, up in the club,
right,
popping bottles, but to try and make change. We're trying to, everybody's coming back to that, the real power of music, you know.
And so impressed. You have me over here like, wow, and it should. This music is just great. And I was listening to it, I was like, wow, it is time for this type of music. It really is. Because I'm sick of it. Well, I'm not going to say anything.
Well, it's 25 years old. It's 25 years old. We got 25 years of other music that people have never heard and music that we're making today. So it's like, I'm telling you, a lot of good stuff, you know, with Bus Driver and MC No Can Do. All of these people are delivering. Freestyle Fellowship's about to get back in the studio. We're trying to work out some tour dates, and hopefully we'll be in Texas. Hopefully we'll be out there.
Hopefully,
you know,
that would be awesome.
You know?
You got to keep me up on things. I'm going to follow you. Are you on Instagram, or do you have any of those pages? So
yeah,
I can really follow you. Okay.
I'm on Instagram and Facebook. On Instagram, look up JMD135. JMD135.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm more funny on Instagram. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Not the real divine on Instagram, is it?
I'm just kind of like in my natural element on Instagram.
Okay.
You get to see who I really am. Usually on Facebook, I'm kind of more serious or whatever, but
okay.
I'm not.
So,
that bad.
What are you? You just your name on Facebook? JMD.
It will be Daryl Moore with JMD in parentheses. Yeah, at the end, Darryl Moore, JMD parentheses. So, you know, you can check me out there. You know what I mean? I'm more political on Facebook, but Instagram, I just want to have fun and not have to
fun,
create and all of that stuff. And, you know, I want to be creative with it. I try to be creative with it. You know what I mean?
But you'll let us know any type of tour dates and things like that on both, right?
Oh yeah, those are all things I'm working on. Matter of fact, when I finish talking with you guys here, I'm going to get right back up in my studio and continue mixing this record for Bus Driver. So, I wish you could hear that, but man, when the stuff with Bus Driver comes out, it's going to be totally awesome. People going to, if you think you heard something there, you're gonna really have your mind blown when you hear Bus Driver. He's developed into this. Bus Driver is one of my favorite MCs of all times. He's so much more than just an MC. He's an activist. He's an artist. He's a writer. He's a producer. He's a director. He does so much. And his vocabulary is just ridiculous, what he can do. And he's very well studied on the jazz and hip-hop thing, very well. He knows, you know, any jazz musician you can talk about, he knows. And he's a very open young man. And
really?
Again, extremely talented.
I didn't get a chance to meet old Bus Stop, so maybe after you guys do the song and everything, and I would love to feature one of you guys' song again I'm so thrown with the music on Organic Nation Listening Club. I'd like to hear a lot more of your music. I did not know it exists. Maybe it's my shortcoming again. I told you I'm the girl in the bubble. So I am going to really go out there and seek this music now because I think it is awesome. It's refreshing because I was just telling David, I said, I'm so tired of this music on the radio. Everybody's songs the same. Everybody makes the same beat, and they're talking about the same thing. So
right. This
is refreshing. This is very refreshing. Very, very refreshing. Wow.
You listened to Organic Nation with the Underground Railroad and Hummingbird and JMD Underground Railroad. I'm going to play some music and we're going to get out of this and we're going to come back to JMD. We need to get you back on the station as soon as possible. But let me just move forward and everything. Mm-hmm. Any last words, Hummingbird?
Thank you so much for enlightening me this morning, giving me breath breathtaking music. Now I'm going to go look for it and seek it out. I hope to hear, and I will be following you, JMD, so we'll know when the tour come on. David, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to interview such a artist as himself. And I'm so happy. You know, I'm waiting for your music to come out next. The album's going to blow your mind. And hey, listeners, come back. Thank you so much.
All right, and thank you for having me, David. Thank you so much.
You're listening to David Arnett Cherry and Hummingbird Organic Nation Listening Club.